104.3 Jam, Chicago's number one for throwbacks. Ed Love, morning show, rolling solo this morning. Jen BT ain't feeling well. Listen closely between 7 and 8 a.m. for our Jam's Jet to Mexico song of the day when we play Creep by TLC. Call a 14 to get through those phone lines and win an all-expense-paid vacation for two to sunny Mexico, courtesy of Apple Vacations. Yesterday was a very important day in my life. A big anniversary happened yesterday for me. 26 years ago yesterday, Who's the Man was released in the theaters. I'm going to tell you why it was a huge anniversary for me. Not only was Who's the Man the first and only all hip-hop whodunit with more cameos than I could probably count. We had everybody in there from Busta Rhymes, Salt-N-Pepa, Heavy D, KRS-One, Run-DMC, Bushwick Bill, Ice-T, Moni Love, Chris Cross was in that movie. It was just so many cameos. Bernie Mac was in that movie, the late, great Bernie Mac. Bill Bellamy was in the movie. Todd One was in the movie. Big Bub from the group Today was in the movie. T-Money was in the movie. It was so many people in that movie, directed by the late, great Ted Demme, who gave me my start on Yo MTV Raps and went on to do Blow with Johnny Depp. The Ref with Dennis... What's his name? Oh, God, just had a brain fart. Y'all know the one that said Louver and Dre and all of that. Duff was in that movie. It was just so many people that were in that movie. And it was really special for me because Dre and I wrote the story. We didn't actually write the script. But if you ever look at that movie again, Kid Capri is the first voice you hear in the movie. It's just so many great people. Yo-Yo was in that movie, slapped me around a little bit. It was so much fun shooting that movie with all those celebrity cameos. One person that was supposed to be in that movie that wasn't in the movie. Oh, Bowlegged Luke from Full Force was in that movie, too. How can I forget Luke? One person that was supposed to be in that movie that wasn't in the movie was Mary J. Blige. Mary J. Blige was supposed to sing Amazing Grace in the movie, and she never showed up. And we wasted a whole day in the church set up waiting for her. It cost us double time and a half. Oh, boy, that hurt. And she just never showed up. So Bowlegged Lou from Full Force was the one that ended up singing Amazing Grace in that movie. But I was very proud of that movie. When it came out that weekend, it was the number one comedy in the box office for that whole weekend. And it got two thumbs up from Siskel and Ebert, man. And to this day, people still come up to me and say, yo, when y'all going to make another Who's the Man? When y'all going to do Who Too? Hopefully one day we'll get to it, man. Hopefully one day we will get to it. It's coming up at 6:40 for our early morning risers. We got Who Said That. We're going to test your power and your knowledge of music lyrics, and you can win a Jam prize pack just for playing. Good morning. It's the end.